Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay, good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, July 24, 2012, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or a rebroadcast some other time. Great you remembered our time. Yes, we air Tuesdays with live programs, Wednesdays and Thursdays with rebroadcasts. All of this in the evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And there is a link on my website. Now, yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. And to call into the program, call 619-789-6835. That's 619-789-6835. Or you can send a message to me during the program and we can have a bit of a chat in the sense that I'll take your question and share it with my listener. Now, you send the instant message during the program through the link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Now, to find the program without the link in my e-card, which I send out every week, you have to enter the name of the program or my name in the Blog Talk Radio search box. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call at 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here, however, after consulting with your physician. Now, last Tuesday, our live program guest was, and that was July 10, 2012, our guest was Jerry Gavin, author of Messages from Margaret for the year 2012 and beyond. If you missed that program, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me, and that's face-to-face or remote, and for general information, again, call 866-472-6094. 866-472-6094. Now remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Again, that's www.amtherapies.com. Go there to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. You can also follow me on Twitter, Alternative Medi. And don't forget, purchasing new skin supplements and beauty products, where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, when we come back after the news tonight, I'm going to be speaking with Connie Bennett, CHHC, CPC, ACC, author of Beyond Sugar Shock, for the Beyond Sugar Shock. Now, and again, at the end of the program, we will discuss wild yam and the asana urdhva prasarita padasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Again, this is from Science Daily, and July 23, 2012. Why does vivid memory feel so real? Neuroscientists have found strong evidence that vivid memory and directly experiencing the real moment can trigger similar brain activation patterns. The study led by Baycrest's Rotman Research Institute, or RRI, in collaboration with the University of Texas at Dallas, is one of the most ambitious and complex yet for elucidating the brain's ability to evoke a memory by reactivating the parts of the brain that were engaged during the original perceptual experience. Now, researchers found that vivid memory and real perceptual experience share striking similarities at the neural level, although they are not pixel-perfect brain pattern replications. The study appears online this month in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, ahead of print publication. Quote, when we mentally replay an episode we've experienced, it can feel like we are transported back in time and reliving that moment again, end quote, said Dr. Brad Muschbaum, lead investigator and scientist with Baycrest RRI. Quote, our study has confirmed that complex multi-featured memory involves a partial reinstatement of the whole pattern of brain activity that is evoked during an initial perception of the experience. This helps to explain why vivid memory can feel so real, end quote. But vivid memory rarely fools us into believing we are in the real external world, and that in itself offers a very powerful clue that the two cognitive operations don't work exactly the same way in the brain, he explained. In the study, Dr. Buschbaum's team used functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, a powerful brain scanning technology that constructs computerized images of brain areas that are active when a person is performing a specific cognitive task. A group of 20 healthy adults aged 18 to 36 were scanned while they watched 12 video clips, each 9 seconds long, sourced from YouTube.com and Vimeo.com. The clips contained the diversity of content such as music, faces, human emotion, animals, and outdoor scenery. Participants were instructed to pay close attention to each of the videos, which were repeated 27 times, and informed they would be tested on the content of the videos after the scan. A subset of 9 participants from the original group were then selected to complete intensive and structured memory training over several weeks that required practicing over and over again the mental replaying of videos they had watched from the first session. After the training, this group was scanned again as they mentally replayed each video clip. To trigger their memory for a particular clip, they were trained to associate a particular symbolic cue with each one. Now, following each mental replay, participants would push a button indicating on a scale of 1 to 4, 1 equaling poor memory, 4 equaling excellent memory, how well they thought they had recalled a particular clip. Now, Dr. Buschbaum's team found clear evidence that patterns of distributed brain activation during vivid memory mimicked the patterns evoked during sensory perception when the videos were viewed. By correspondence of 91%, after a principal components analysis of all the fMRI imaging data, the so-called hot spots, end quote, or largest pattern similarity, occurred in sensory and motor association areas of the cerebral cortex, a region that plays a key role in memory, attention, perceptual awareness, thought, language, and consciousness. Dr. Buschbaum suggested the imaging analysis used in his study could potentially add to the current battery of memory assessment tools available to clinicians. Brain activation patterns from fMRI data could offer an objective way of quantifying whether a patient's self-report of their memory as, quote, being good or vivid, end quote, is accurate or not. Okay, now you are back. Visit my website, www.asf.com, and call our number for faces and remote appointments, 866-472-6094. To call in during the program, call 619-789-6835. We'll be back with Connie Bennett, CHHC, author of Beyond Sugar Shock, the 6-step plan to break free of your sugar addiction, get slimmer, sexier, and...
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay. You are listening to Wellness and Wisdom with psychologist Parthenia Izzard here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. Now, tonight we're going to be talking with Connie Bennett, CHHC-CTCACC, author of Beyond Sugar Shock, The 6-Step Plan to Break Free of Your Sugar Addiction and Get Slimmer, Sexier, and Sweeter. To call into the program, call 619-789-6835. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Connie Bennett, and I'm going to ask her to explain the letters after her name when she starts. Connie Bennett is an internationally recognized motivational speaker, a certified health coach, certified life coach, journalist, blogger, radio host, yes, here on Blog Talk, here on Blog Talk Radio, best-selling author and former sugar addict, known as, quote, Sugar Freedom Coach, end quote. She runs her popular, groundbreaking Sugar Freedom Now course, this book's companion program. She studied at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. Hello, Connie. Good evening. How are you?
Hello, Parthenia. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, well, it's a delight. Why don't you start out by, well, first of all, I'm going to tell everybody, yeah, if you're fighting a sugar addiction, you're going to be tempted with some three beautiful-looking, delicious-looking cupcakes at the top of the book.
Oh.
But it's beautifully done. I mean, it's obviously making the point that, and if you're tempted, then you really need to read the book. And it's designed beautifully.
And if you're tempted, you know what you can do as one reader, let me know. You can cover them up until you feel strong enough to face them.
Very good.
But they really do demonstrate the situation, which is that we're just about wherever you go, you are going to be tempted.
Right.
Now, my book was not intending to tempt you.
but it
really demonstrates what is going on out there. And cupcakes actually are like, you know, all the rage these days, but the thing is, you go to buy all these cupcakes, but you don't hear about it. Well, if you eat too many of them, well, guess what? It can lead to more than 100 ailments. It can lead to heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes.
Okay,
so,
before we get too far into all of that, I want to get a little personal information in first about you. Tell us a little bit about...
You want my sad sugar story.
what growing up was like for you, and then, you know, take us into what even got you interested in all of this.
Well, what I really want to do is just back up to... I don't need to go into my childhood. I want to back up to 1998, and that's basically when I was in the throes of a very huge sugar addiction myself.
So how did you get there?
Nearly 14 years ago.
How did you get there?
You know, the way any American or anybody anywhere around the country gets there. I mean, let's face it. As I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter where you, just about wherever you go, whether it's to a drugstore or a pharmacy, well, it's the same thing, or a hospital, for goodness sake, okay? Hospital is supposed to heal people, but what happens is you go into, like, the cafeteria, and they have junk food galore tempting you. I mean, that's like an oxymoron. Anyhow, so you know, I fell prey to sweets. I think I do remember one particular incident, or which is that I sort of dipped in and out of my sugar habit over you know my life, and but I went to I was actually a freelance journalist at the time. And I remember going to movie screenings, and they had these, like, red licorices that were just, like, there beckoning me. And I started off, you know, I had maybe one or two, and the next screening I went to, I had three or four. And I don't know, next thing I knew, I was, like, buying bags of this stuff. I mean, it's very, very easy to get hooked. Companies certainly study ways to make food palatable is the term that they use. Palatability. They want to make it pleasing to you. I mean, so that's what they do. They make it pleasing, and it's very easy to get hooked. Now, there's really some fascinating new research that's come out that shows that, yes, you actually can be hooked, and that sugar can be even as addictive as, like, say, cocaine. They had this one study. It was fascinating, and they took rats, and they were already hooked on cocaine, and then they gave them, I believe it was sugar water. Don't quote me. I think that's what it was. And so they wanted the sugar water over the cocaine. Okay, that's scary. But what it does is it triggers similar things in your brain. And when the rats tried to get off sucrose, and there were several, there have been several studies. And they've also now, you know, been doing studies on humans. But anyhow, several studies show that literally the sweets can light up certain parts of your brain and that you can go through withdrawal symptoms. So people that I coach, they're like, you know, it makes them feel good. I mean, it reassures them. Oh, my goodness, it is not all in your head. It's really not.
Okay, well, what is a CHHC and a CCP, CPC, ACC? What does all that mean?
So yeah, it was pretty funny to hear you reading about. So CHHC is a Certified Holistic Health Coach. Oh, I'm sitting here looking at your description here. It's a CHHC. It's a Certified Health Coach. And then I'm also a CPC, which is a Certified Professional Coach. So basically I'm a health coach and I'm a life coach. And the ACC is another designation in terms of life coach. So I'm both a life coach and a health coach. I began helping people who had sweets. So let me just back up. So I was very hooked on sugar myself, and then I had a doctor tell me that I had to get off sugar and refined carbs. I had 44 ailments that were, you know, besieging me, and I didn't know what it was. I would become moody for no reason. I had horrible headaches, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, which is just obviously similar to brain fog, severe PMS. Oh, horrible, of course, sugar cravings. The symptoms just went on and on and on. Some of them seemed very, very strange, like cold hands and feet and muscle pains, heart palpitations, crying spells, which didn't go over too well with my boyfriend, who then dumped me because he couldn't handle the excessive mood swings. Anyhow, went to one doctor, one of many I've seen over the years, and he quizzed me about what I was eating. I said, you've got to get off sugar and refined carbs, and if you do, all your ailments will go away. And I was a skeptical journalist, but really what happened is all my symptoms did go away. And that was pretty startling, exciting, but just like, you know, it's like, oh, my goodness, just getting off sugar could do that? I mean, can you imagine? You have 44 ailments, and they all go away. Now, but here's the thing. At the time, I didn't want to quit sugar. And those are basically the people that I now help. Most people I help do not want to quit sugar. I mean, who wants to? It's no fun.
So I guess after all of this, you decided to start coaching specifically related to the sugar addictions?
Well, that's, you know, a few years later, I mean, not initially, but a few years later, I then made the decision that I wanted to. It was very clear to me as I was writing my book, Sugar Shock. My first book was Sugar Shock, and it was very clear to me that people need help. That it's a very difficult habit to break. You don't just say, "Okay, I'm going to quit sugar," and then quit. it's very far-reaching. Sugar has a lot of meaning in people's lives. You know, parents bring home sweets and candy bars or bagels. I think when I was a kid, my parents brought home bagels, which they're not sugar, but they're refined carbs. So anyhow, it's a habit that is very, very well ingrained. And, of course, food plays a huge role in our lives.
Well, this is why I always like to sort of tap into the beginnings to sort of, you know, lay a foundation for understanding how people get to where they are so that other people can see maybe some things that are similar and sort of maybe avoid some of the same patterns that, you know, other people have experienced. Now, one thing I liked that was very nice about your book was it was broken up very clearly, in a very organized fashion. You have three parts here. Part one, the sour truth about sweets. Part two, your first 3 weeks, get ready to say goodbye to sweets and toxic carbs. And then part three, your last 3 weeks for sweeter life begins. Your sweeter life begins. Chapter one, my sad, that's S period, A period, D period to sweet story. Chapter two, the sugar shock quiz, you know, find out how hooked you are. I mean, that's wonderful. Gives people a good jumping off point. Chapter three, the big preventable killers. Four, how you landed on your SAD path. Chapter five, week one.
Can I just interject for a second so people who don't know what SAD is?
Okay, we're going to get to that because I'm going to go back. But I just want to give them the overview so they know exactly what to expect in the book, and then that's going to be a framework for what we talk about. Chapter 5, week 1, your mind. Chapter 6, week 2, your body. Chapter 7, week 3, your spirit. Chapter 8, week 4, your body. Chapter 9, week 5, your mind. Chapter 10, week 6, your spirit. And then you have a conclusion and, of course, resource information for them as well. Okay, so what is SAD?
In America, SAD has been used to mean the standard American diet. And by standard American diet, and now if you're overseas, as I know many people are, it also stands for the standard abuse diet. And they're popular both in America and abroad. But by either the standard abuse diet or the standard American diet, we are talking mainly processed foods. They are fatty, they are fried, fiber poor, non-alive, nutrient deprived, heavily, heavily processed. They're just unhealthy, for goodness sake. And, of course, they are loaded with sugar for the most part. And they're culprit carbs. By that I mean that the fiber has been like processed right out of them. So that basically means most of the junk food that people are eating. And I dare say that, well, I mean, there's research that shows that people are eating anywhere between at least a third, if not more, of their diets is SAD. Now, SAD also has a double entendre, because when you're eating these SAD foods, you are really sad. And my goal is to bring you to a place of sweet. I came up with a fun acronym for SWEET, which is that you savor wholesome, exciting, energy-producing foods and activities that turn on your better life of a mind-body-spirit balance. When you were reading the table of contents, I want to clarify for listeners what my intention with this book was. First off, since it's tough to break sweets, what I do is I give you 3 weeks. You don't have to quit sweets. You're not going to quit sweets in those first 3 weeks. So initially, you are going to take the quiz. You want to hear my my sad to sweet story. And then you want to take a look at how you got to your sad path. But for 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks, you're not doing anything related to changing your diet. And there's a reason for that. It sort of dates back to 1998 when I was quitting sugar. And my doctor said, okay, Connie, quit sweets and refined carbs and just go do it. So I didn't want to do it at all. I was angry. I was rebellious. I was resentful. I was annoyed. I was just like, why? Why should I do this? I mean, every negative emotion you could think of. I had it. And that is, those are my readers now. You're going through what I went through back in 1998. So even though my doctor told me to do that, and I knew that my health depended on it, since I didn't want to do it, I still, and I was a journalist at the time. I mean, I'm still a journalist, but I was a journalist. And so I behaved like a journalist, and I, now, bear in mind, 1998, I couldn't just go on the Internet and join a support group online and all of a sudden get help to quit my sugar habit. It was not quite that easy. So I bought books about sugar, and I'd sit there and I'd read these books about sugar, sugar blues, lick the sugar habit, get the sugar out, and at the same time, get ready, I was a hypocrite, I would be eating candies. So I was like the ultimate hypocrite. And I did that for, roughly 3 weeks. Like, my doctor said, quit sugar. I didn't want to do it. But I still started to read about its dangers. And finally, after about 3 weeks of reading all these books and, eating my candies and feeling worse and worse and worse, something snapped inside my head. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it now. But I wasn't ready before that. And since then, I've been, coaching people for like the last 10 years to get off sugar. I've noticed that it wasn't just me. The people tend to need some time for the reality to sink in. They need some time to get scared. They need some time to learn what exactly is going to happen to them if they continue with their sugar habit. So I'm not going to tell you just go quit this second. Now, this book, Beyond Sugar Shock, actually evolved out of a course that I teach. It's called the Sugar Freedom Now course. And I've been doing different variations of it since 2002. In fact, the program began, it had a different name, but it was a three-week program. And then 3 weeks just didn't seem enough, and that's when I later on divided it into two three-week programs. So you can find out about the Sugar Freedom Now course. I actually have a website. It's just breakfreewithconnie.com. But anyhow, I was developing the Sugar Freedom Now course, and then that turned into the book. So during your first 3 weeks, what you want to do is you want to make changes to your mind, to your body. I know you talk a lot about, the need for, kind of coordinating all aspects of your life. So what you do in the first 3 weeks is you have activities that engage your mind, your body, or your spirit. So it's 5, 6, and 7 are all different activities for different things related to your mind, body, spirit.
In other words, chapters 5, 6, and 7. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay, good.
So the first 3 weeks of the program, you're doing things to engage your mind, body, spirit. Then when you actually do quit or you cut back, by the way, you decide. By you, I'm talking to those of you
sure.
who decide to quit. You decide how you're going to do it, if you're going to go cold turkey, are you going to go gradually, are you going to still allow yourself some from time to time. I do not tell you the way that you should do it. In fact, I spend a little bit of time helping you to discover what sugar color code you are. In other words, are you the kind of person you just can't have one bite because one bite's always going to lead to, one bite of ice cream is going to lead to a gallon of ice cream or, whatever your trigger food is, and you just can't say no. Or you're the kind of person you have such annoyance and anger and resentment, and you're like, I need sugar, to live the American dream. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but but you're one of those, you actually can have a little bit. But some people actually need to quit totally in order to then later on have a little bit.
I'm glad you mentioned that because there are, a lot of people who may not have symptomology to share, but they certainly are doing damage to themselves by eating refined sugars and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. And the other part of it is for people who have major health issues, you really do need to go cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not cold turkey, excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. You really do need to cut it out totally. That's what I meant. You don't need to go cold turkey. For some people, cold turkey doesn't fit with their lifestyle, and going gradually is the way to go. Sorry about that. So anyhow, but the last 3 weeks of the program, basically, it's also 3 more weeks of activities that engage your mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, why don't you – okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's so basically, you know, I try to lay the groundwork. Now, the book, I mean, you know, you can quit sugar just using Beyond Sugar Shock. I encourage people to also find out about my Sugar Freedom Now course. They're kind of designed to be companions. They kind of go together because, you know, I'm not always going to be there for you. And so the book you can kind of cozy up to and use it to support you in different times.
Well, since you mentioned both, why don't you give them your contact information at this point, your website and blog information, so that they can follow
sure.
up?
Well, I think that the best thing to do is to go to – did I say something funny?
No, go ahead. No, go right ahead. You're going to
oh,
give
okay.
them the email – I mean, website?
The best thing to do is to just go to beyondsugarshock.com, and you actually can get all kinds of free gifts and, you know, find out about, you know, things that I'm doing. I do a lot of free programs. In fact, I have one coming up in early August. And then you can find out, as you mentioned, I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. I have a show, it's called Gab with the Gurus, where I interview experts in health and wellness. I had Dr. Christiane Northrup on last week. This week I'm
okay.
taking off.
Well, that's very good. The thing I was going to ask you to sort of share with us next was how you came up with the quiz and what people will find out when they take the quiz.
You know, that quiz evolved over, you know, something like, you know, 10 years of working with people. And I know at one point I even asked people for ideas, you know, for questions, and people even contributed some of them. Some of the questions are designed to be humorous, for instance. Here's one of the first question, the quiz. If someone ransacked my home, she or he would find candy wrappers hidden between soda cushions, a box of cookies stuffed into my closet, or crumbs hanging onto my sweaters and shirts. And then you answer yes or no. That was, you know, the quiz is designed, part of it, to actually, you know, be kind of humorous. Here's one. Let's see, do we have any holidays coming up? Well, there are always holidays coming up. Here's one. I love holidays like Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and especially Halloween, because they're great excuses to buy chocolate bunnies, candy canes, gingerbread cookies, chocolate pecan pie, or big bags of candy. Yes or no? But then we segue into a serious one, which is at least one member of my immediate family has had a history of obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, or heart disease. And here's another question. I become quite irrational, lose my cool for no reason, and then take it out on my loved ones. Mm. I sort of learned the issues that people are facing. I always challenge people who take the Sugar Freedom Now course. I'm like, ask me a question. Tell me what you want to learn, you know, because, I mean, I like to think that I know most of the questions, but I always encourage people, ask me your questions. Because anybody who takes a course, I then alter the programs, and I can add those questions. I can't add it to the book right now, but I can add it to the program. Here's another question. I often get depressed after a sugar high. A would be all the time. B would be sometimes. C would be rarely. D would be never. Now, here's one that a lot of people don't think about. There's actually a sugar libido connection. So here's a question. I lose all interest in making love to my honey. He or she probably thinks I don't love him or her anymore, but that's not true. I just don't have the desire. I do tell the story in Beyond Sugar Shock of a woman who went through my Sugar Freedom Now course. I do not tell her name. I think, you know, she asked our condition for my telling her story was that I had to protect her anonymity. And I'm like, sure, okay, sure, no problem. Because her story is, like, so amazing. At the beginning, she had absolutely no sex drive, no interest at all in being amorous to her husband, no interest in cooking. All she was interested in was sugar.
Oh, wow.
and her life became so much more well-rounded and so much more fun. And yes, one of the big benefits for her was all of a sudden her libido increased. So you can imagine her husband is now a huge fan of her being off sugar. He supports her.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, no, that's very good. And I think that
her story was
people
amazing.
Need to realize how simple sometimes these solutions can be when it, as opposed to thinking that there's something seriously physically wrong with them that's keeping them from being able to do some of the things they want to do. You want to talk a little bit about what people find out, what categories you have here that they will find themselves in and what that means after they've taken the quiz?
Oh, the red, yellow, or green sugar color code. What I basically found after coaching sugar addicts, you know, for a decade, is that people tend to relate to sweets in one of three ways. So, there are the people out there, and I believe they're in the minority. I don't have any particular, you know, stats for this. But those are the people who can have the green color code. And by that, I mean they can go to, like, a birthday party or whatever, and they can have a piece of cake, and that's that. And they don't think about sweets. Sweets are not a major part of their life. It doesn't rule them. You know, everything is just, you know, they can just kind of sail through situations and not have to worry at all about sugar. So those are the green lighters. You can actually have a green light to sweets. I do have to say this. I mean, of course, I want people to buy the book Beyond Sugar Shock, but people who are a green lighter probably don't need the book Beyond Sugar Shock,
I disagree.
Probably a loved one does.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They may not need it for themselves, but they may have a child, a relative, or someone that they know who can benefit. So I think it's definitely something everybody should purchase. Yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter, Alternative Medi, and you can purchase new skin products on my website, www.amtherapy.com. I'll tell you a little more about new skin products on the return.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, as I was telling you about skin products, those who listen on a regular basis know that they include supplements that, with the incorporation of nanotechnology, are more efficiently assimilated into the body. Their beauty products are enhanced by what they call age lock technology that promotes youthful skin. I call it where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, when you go to my website to purchase, you have to enter a code, and that's U, S as in Sam, W, 909-9101. Again, USW 909-9101, and that will take you to the site where it will give you information about all of the products. Okay, we are back with my guest. My guest is Connie Bennett, CHHC, CPC, ACC, author of Beyond Sugar Shock, the six-step plan to break free of your sugar addiction and get slimmer, sexier, and sweeter. Okay, you know, some people don't understand what the mind has to do with all of this. So can you sort of elucidate on the connection between the mind and flipping the switch, as you refer to it?
Your sugar habit, at least breaking it, really begins in your mind, I believe. You have to make the decision to quit. You have to think. I encourage you to do what I call sugary soul searching, where you're just kind of examining things that are going on in your head. I mean, our minds have huge power over what we do and what don't do. Now, I'm a big believer in what I do is I help you to take back your power. And part of that begins in your head.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you want to do is to create a mindset to quit sugar. So at the beginning of Beyond Sugar Shock, I help you to crank up the volume on your encouraging voice. So we do, like for instance, you do, as I mentioned, the sugary soul searching. It's a very simple thing. I tell people, you know, you can do it, your listeners can do it right now. And that's to just think about what particular times of day, for instance, do sweets appeal to you the most? Who are you with? What exactly is happening that is causing you to turn to sweets? As I mentioned, my background is as a journalist, and one day it occurred to me, well, I could maybe just ask myself the same questions that I have to answer for every story that I write, and that's who, what, when, where, why, how. And so I began to quiz myself and find out about my sugar habit, and of course all of that begins in your brain. So sugary soul searching is just very, very simple way to find out what is driving you. In other words, if you don't delve into how you got there, you're never going to get away from there.
Mm-hmm. That's most
and one
definite.
Of the favorite W's for me is, you know, what is your biggest, you know, why? What is the biggest reason that you are turning to sweets and refined carbs? I mean, you probably know what the what is. You know what you're eating. But the other part, the what is also very important, because what times of day? Are you turning to sweets every single afternoon at 4 o'clock? Well, that is going to give you some very, very valuable information. It could be that you're just not eating the right foods and you're setting yourself up for, you know, you're hungry, for goodness sake. And you're setting yourself up for a binge or just eating sweets just to make yourself get through the day. I mean, I used to get through the day just from one sugar high to the next. It's pretty sad.
I've had many clients that are talking, you know, coming from that same perspective. And now when you talk about the body or when you engage the body issue, what are you dealing with there with your clients or with your readers?
So many activities that we do.
Well, just give an example of one.
I'm going to give one of my absolute favorites. I mean, it's you know, it's like they always ask people, well, you know, how do you pick, like, what's your favorite, you know, who's your favorite child? What's your favorite, if you're an author, if you've written several books, you know, what's your favorite book? Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do. So one thing that I encourage people to do is to, you know, interact with their bodies, but just to start a love affair with your own body. And that could even be, you know, where you do, actually something Louise Hay talks about, you know, you do mirror love affirmations, and you, every time you pass the mirror, you're like, look deep in your own eyes, and you say really nice things to yourself about your body. And you just start a love affair with your own body. Another thing you can do is well, this is actually more the mind thing. Well, anyhow, I encourage people to come up with what I call a woo-hoo theme song. And what that is, you know, you go through your CD collection or you go on YouTube or wherever, and you find a couple of pieces of music that just, they exhilarate you, they encourage you, they uplift you, they just bring you to a whole other dimension, and you forget about your problems for a while. They just excite you. And I think it's really, really important to find a couple of tunes that just really do it for you, that just take you, you know, give you a high. I mean, what you're seeking to do in the 3 weeks before you even quit sugar is to find ways to get high, but to get high in healthy ways.
Okay, well, right, let's move on to the next thing, the spirit. And again, we're talking, I guess, more about the first 3 weeks than the second. But how do you engage the spirit in this process?
Okay, what's one of the things? So many different things.
Well, happy as you clear out the negative clutter. That's one of your headings there.
Well, one of the things that is a good way to work on your spirit. Oh, let me just back up for a second. It's really, really important for people to decide how they're going to address their sugar habit, whether they're going to kick cold turkey, whether they're going to go gradually, or whether they're going to take some sweets from time to time. So I help people through that. Basically, what Beyond Sugar Shock contains are some different, well, I call them adventure sizes, and those are adventurous exercises. Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeking to do is I'm seeking to make this a fun, adventuresome, exciting activity. Getting off sugar is going to be fun for you. That is my intention. Because I know when I quit back in 1998, initially it was like, it was not fun at all.
Well, I think one of the things you incorporate that really makes a difference, and here you talk about snatch enough vitamin Z. I mean, sleep. Come on. You're absolutely right. That's a very important to help them, you know, deal
yeah,
with
and
the
I,
transition.
You know, yeah, it's funny. You know, in 1998 when I quit sugar, I did take naps when I need to from time to time, but I didn't know about the fascinating research. And there's even a study that shows that when you do not get enough sleep, that what can happen is it will make you eat more, and it'll make you eat more sweets. That was absolutely fascinating. When you're walking around sleep-deprived, and there are about 100 million Americans who are doing that, and, you know, millions obviously around the world, but, you know, you'll get irritable and anxious, depressed, and what happens is your body's ability to regulate hunger and fullness, they're controlled by the hormones leptin and ghrelin, but when you're sleep-deprived, your leptin levels drop, you don't feel as satisfied after eating, and at the same time, your ghrelin levels rise. What it comes down to, basically, is your appetite's increased and you're starved for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But not getting enough sleep can trigger carb cravings. Just as I was writing Beyond Sugar Shock, I discovered about a study, and these researchers at Columbia University found that when you're sleep-deprived, that the participants were eating 300 more or more calories a day. And guess what they wanted? Ice cream and fast food.
Of course.
That was really, really. So I have actually a little quiz in there to help you to decide, well, are you craving sleep or are you craving sugar? I mean, I have clients who told me, you know, they wanted to have something really, really sweet. They took like a little 10-minute, 15-minute catnap, and boom, all of a sudden the cravings went away and they had the energy to do other things.
Yeah. I mean, you even talk here about getting a soothing natural high by exercising almost every day, which I'm certain sort of takes you out of that negative mindset or helps to get you, transition you out of that negative mindset that you talked about.
But it's not just that. It's not just exercising. In fact, I was just talking to somebody who was like, oh, you know, I don't like to exercise. And here's the thing. I don't want to tell people, okay, you got to go do this. What I want to tell you to do is to find something that you really, really like. So while I was actually writing Beyond Sugar Shock, I became hooked on Zumba. And I'd never, and actually it was another fellow author who had told me about it. Her name is Marcy Shima, very renowned author. And anyhow, she wrote a book called Happy for No Reason, Love for No Reason. And she was talking about Zumba at this one-day workshop I was attending, presented by my publisher, Hay House. It was the I Can Do It event. Anyhow, she was talking about Zumba, and I became so intrigued. Like, what is Zumba? What is it? And so I went to my first Zumba, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, the first time I went, I was just, like, completely hooked. It is just so much fun. And so now that is one of my absolute favorite ways to work out. So I don't tell people, just go work out. You got to find a type of working out that you really, really love.
Okay, and you also talk about finding your sweet, serene spot. Meditate. How did you come across that one?
Well,
if you tell me it's not, just meditate.
I mean, I've been doing meditation on and off. I have to admit that when I quit sugar, I was not meditating, and I wish I'd known about it at that time. Mm. There's some really interesting research that shows that when, and it's not just necessarily meditating, it's being mindful. And you don't have to, like, spend, you know, an hour every day to go meditate. Not at all. In fact, I even interviewed one expert on my Gap with the Guru show, and I quote him in Beyond Sugar Shock. And he wrote a book called The 3-Minute Meditator. And so I mentioned some of his tips. He talks about, you know, you can just squeeze these little meditation moments into your day, like while you're waiting in line at the supermarket. He says you just turn your attention onto your breath, and you'll even be calm. You'll be calm even if a stressed-out person cuts right in front of you. He also said you could just meditate while you walk. You can focus on your walking, noticing, for instance, which part of your foot touches the ground first each time it hits the floor or sidewalk, and then at the same time you just notice if you're breathing in or breathing out. This is, again, by somebody, his name is David Harp, he's co-author of The 3-Minute Meditator. But my favorite tip that he gave was to meditate while you're on the way to the refrigerator. And he said, so when you're on your way from the couch to the refrigerator, count the number of steps that you take for each in-breath and each out-breath.
So basically, they can. You're not saying they have to go become a recluse in Tibet and devote 24/7 to meditate,
no.
But the stillness and the calm and the peace that it can engender can be helpful. However, whatever
it definitely can. It also will make you more conscious of what you're putting into your lovely body. One of my favorite ways to meditate is actually I have a meditation CD. Well, I should take that back. I have several meditation CDs by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And he has, there are little 10-minute meditation segments. In fact, at some point soon, I'm going to be adding a little 10-minute meditation segment to my website, beyondsugarshock.com. Thank you for reminding me. Anyhow, I'm just going to add a little. So you really, you can take 10 minutes and it just helps to center you and get you focused and get you thinking about, you know, what is it you really want to be doing. But the thing about meditation is that Kabat-Zinn, he said in one of his books, he said that meditation is an act of love. It's an inward gesture of benevolence and kindness towards ourselves and towards others. Okay. Yeah, and of course Deepak Chopra, who's obviously known for meditation, he said that it's a way to get into the space between your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that the space between your thoughts is the window, the corridor, the vortex to the infinite mind, the mystery that some people call the spirit or God. He was on the Dr. Oz show saying that. I can't take credit for that. But meditation has been researched extensively, mm-hmm. and they found that when you meditate regularly, it also can increase, that can decrease your blood pressure and lower your cholesterol levels and slow down your heart rate and boost your immune function, but here's one I love: reduce the production of stress hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline. And stress is one of the reasons that people turn to sweets often.
Okay, well, so very good. We're at that part of the program toward the end here where I'm going to ask you to quickly share your words of wisdom that you would like to leave our listeners with this evening.
Sure. First off, I want to say to those of your listeners who are sugar addicts, take heart. You can quit. You can get over it. But here's what I want you to know, is that when you do let go of your sugar habit, you could get more energy. You could feel better. You could be able to, your life could just so completely change. Be so completely transformed. And then I want to just encourage people to cut yourself a break. Don't expect perfection. Don't say, okay, I'm going to go quit this minute. It might sound counterintuitive. It might sound like, huh, what is Connie telling me? Don't do it. Yes, I'm telling you don't go quit tonight. What I am telling you to do is to think about your habit, to do that sugary soul search, to find out what are your biggest whys and your biggest whats. Find out what foods draw you the most. Find out what people you're around that seem to trigger your desire for sweets. Find out, how you behave after you eat sweets. So that's one thing I encourage people to check out. And please connect with me. Please listen to my show, Gab with the Gurus, on Blog Talk Radio. And go to my website.
You're going over now. Okay, folks.
Oh, sorry.
Get the book, Beyond Sugar Shock. Please go to the website as we shared earlier. Thank you so much for this evening, but I've got to finish out the program. You have a wonderful night. Okay, folks, it is now time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is wild yam. The parts used medicinally are the rhizomes and roots. Some of the phytochemicals include beta carotene, and some of the nutrients include calcium, chromium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. And remember that this is information shared from Bulk and Bulk. And I'm going to quickly go on to our yoga sauna. Okay, our yoga sauna for this evening is the Urdhva Prasarita Padasana. Again, this is from Iyengar, the Iyengar way. Lie in a straight line, arms beside the trunk. Keep the knees, keep the knees facing the ceiling. Extend the arms over the head, palms up, and elbows locked. Stretch from the hips to the fingertips. Tighten the kneecaps and stretch the legs and the feet. Exhale and raise the legs to 30 degrees. Extend the lumbar away from the waist and press it down. Stretch the back of the legs toward the heels. Stay for a few seconds without holding the breath. Exhale and raise the legs to 60 degrees, extending. Stay for a few seconds. Exhale and raise the legs to 90 degrees. Keep the backs of the legs strong and the abdomen relaxed. Stretch the arms more. Stay for 30 to 60 seconds, breathing evenly. With an exhalation, lower the legs slowly to the ground without jerking them. In going down, stretch the arms and legs away from each other. Bring the arms down. Let the feet drop to the sides and relax. Okay, I want to remind you that tomorrow, July 25, 2012, Wednesday, I will be rebroadcasting my Joel Odner program. He's the creator of RawLifeline.com. And then on Thursday, July 26, 2012, I will be rebroadcasting my Immaculate Libagiza program, author of Left to Tell, someone I found out about, Wayne Dyer. And on July 31st, next week, Susan Dentino, author of Songs of My Life, Slightly Out of Tune. And wellness, wholeness, and wisdom, everyone. Be well.